This was a strange town. She wished Nick had never pulled off the highway or that they turned around and left after beginning to perceive the oddness of the place. That the low fuel situation made this an irrational desire didn't matter. Winding up stranded on the highway for hours while waiting for someone from AAA to bring them gas would have been so much better than this. But of course, she only knew that in retrospect. There'd been no reason to suspect they were entering a town like something out of a gothic fever dream. Still clutching the pool cue with one hand, she stalked over to the bar and slapped its surface to get the bartender's attention.
"You need to call the police."
She slapped the bar harder when the man didn't even glance her way.
"Hey, I'm talking to you. Some psycho attacked my boyfriend with a machete, and you need to call the police right now."
The man finally looked at her and held her gaze for a moment. The maddening old song playing from the karaoke machine was finally winding down as the barkeep turned away from her and went to a phone sitting on a shelf behind the bar. He lifted the receiver off the cradle, punching in a number with an index finger as he put it to his ear. His gaze went to the television screen for a moment as he listened to the line ring, wincing as a winger for the New York Islanders sniped a top-shelf goal against the Flyers. Krista only just managed to resist an urge to lunge across the bar and slap the irritatingly nonchalant expression off the man's face. Like, seriously, what the hell was wrong with these people? The man mumbled something indistinct into the receiver, nodded as he listened again, and returned the receiver to Cradle without another word. He looked at Krista and said,
"Sheriff will be over directly. Can I get you a drink?"
Krista scowled.
"What the fuck, dude? Like, did you seriously not hear a single word I said? Did none of that penetrate your thick fucking skull in the slightest?"
Her voice was rising as she bit off each bitter word, and she knew that to these people, she probably sounded like a shrill, hysterical bitch. But by this point, she did not give a single fuck what any of them thought about her.
"My boyfriend was violently attacked in the streets of your nowhere little shit of a town, maybe even killed, and you're offering me a drink? That's the best you can do?"
The bartender shrugged.